I stood outside the battery door of the storage facility. A midday heat blazing down on one of the street sidewalk within Mandaluyong City. With a heavy heart, I gripped the authorization letter, a solemn reminder of the task ahead. It had been a month after my father's death, and it was time to confront the relics of his life, which were tucked away in this rental property. As I stepped inside, the musty scent of old belongings washed over me, triggering memories of my father's presence. He had been a good man, respected and beloved by all who knew him. 30 years of service to his company, 3 decades of dedication to his family and community. His legacy loomed large in my mind as I began to sift through the boxes and forgotten treasures. Among the items, I found things of practical value: bags, automotive tools, books, and electronics still in working condition. But amidst the clutter, there were also fragments of sentimentality. A pair of Ray-Bans he wore on special occasions, vintage Casio and Seiko watches that told tales of days gone by, and a portable DVD player tucked away in a shoebox. Curiosity piqued, I observed 3 DVDs next to the player. 2 featured recognizable markings, indicating family milestones, my first birthday, and a treasured vacation in Japan. But it was the unmarked disc that piqued my interest, its mystery calling me to discover its contents. With anxiety and fascination, I slipped the disc into the player and saw the screen come to life. At first, harmless scenes played out. Known individuals, locations, and frozen moments in time. But as the footage continued, a shiver ran down my spine. Images flashed before my eyes. Scenes of horror and depravity that made my stomach flip. My father, a symbol of honesty and love, was at the heart of it all, organizing acts of horrific violence. I stared in astonishment as he inflicted agony and anguish on innocent victims, their cries ringing through the darkness. The victims appeared to be predominantly young ladies between the ages of 20 and 28. There were also filler videos of tortured animals and folks who appeared homeless. Everything happened in a dark facility. As the truth emerged on me, I had trouble understanding the extent of my father's evil doing. How could the man I loved and admired do such atrocities? I wanted to look away, to ignore the reality that was unfolding before me. But I couldn't take my gaze away from the screen. I hadn't imagined my father producing snuff flicks. My resolve weakened with each passing second, and my heart was heavy with deceit. I knew I should stop the player to save myself from further distress. But something held me captive, a morbid fascination with the darkness that had eaten my father's soul. Just as I was on the verge of despair, a horrifying discovery occurred in front of me. In one terrible scene, my father turned to the camera, a smirk playing on the corners of his mouth, and beside him, holding the camera steady, was a man I recognized all too well. myself. Shock coursed through my body as I watched myself, laughing and chuckling, complicit in the horrors happening in front of me. It was as if I was witnessing myself for the first time, as a stranger with my own face, bearing witness to imaginable cruelty. In that point, I don't know what to do, especially because I was involved in a heinous act that I only found through the contents of the CD. Am I going insane? With confused and shaky hands, I reach for the phone, preparing to call one of my siblings. But as I hovered over the dial pad, a voice echoed in my mind. A memory of my father's words, spoken with a smile that once brought comfort and reassurance.
Always stick to the script, son. That's how you make a good story.
And in that moment, I realized the truth. The darkness that had consumed my father's soul had touched mine as well. I was not the innocent victim I had believed myself to be. I was a willing participant, a puppet dancing to my father's twisted tune. With a heavy heart and a newfound resolve, I lowered the phone, knowing that the truth would remain buried, hidden beneath layers of deceit and denial. For in the end, the greatest lie of all was the one I told myself. In the heart of one of the busiest cities of Metro Manila, amidst the bustling streets and vibrant culture, there lived a young content creator named Marco. With a passion for horror and a knack for storytelling, Marco sought to create something unique for his YouTube channel. He was inspired by the analog horror trend, delving into the eerie nostalgia of old VHS tapes. One day, while scouring through a local thrift shop known for its obscure finds and nostalgic novelty, Marco stumbled upon a dusty VHS tape labeled One's Birthday Party, April 4, 1995. Intrigued as well by its faded label and the promise of hidden treasures, he eagerly purchased the tape, envisioning the analog horror masterpiece he could craft from its contents. Excitement pulsated through Marco's veins as he rushed home to his small apartment. He set up his old VHS player, eagerly inserting the tape and pressing the play button. The screen flickered to life, revealing scenes of a child's joyous birthday celebration unfolding in a subdivision somewhere outside the metro. Children laugh, adults dance, the elders eating pieces of crunchy skin of lechon while drinking cerveza, and the ambience was filled with warmth and happiness. A far contrast of today's social events, where majority are focused at their mobile phones. Marco marveled at the authenticity of the 90s nostalgia and aesthetics captured on the tape, feeling a surge of inspiration for his own project. However, as the footage progressed, and when the guests, family members gathered together, singing happy birthday, while the child celebrant was about to blow the 7 small candles on his birthday cake. A sense of unease crept over Marco. Amidst the festivities, a figure emerged at the gate of the house. A man standing, his face contorted with distress, clad in tattered clothes and bearing the weight of despair, while pounding on the gate, pleading for help in a stuttering voice choked with emotion and desperation etched into every line of his weathered face. When the gate was opened, the camera closely focused on the stranger. Marco's heart raced and breath caught in his throat as he recognized the man on the screen. It was his father, who had died during summer of 2018 due to a road accident where he was one of the passengers of a bus that was routed to go at one of the highland places located in the northern part of the Philippines. Marco also noticed that the print details of the tattered shirt were still visible and easily recognizable, but surely unknown for the people who were at that party. It's the K-pop boy band shirt that Marco gave to his father, and the shirt that he had worn during the time he met his tragic ending. Tears welled in Marco's eyes as he watched the surreal scene unfold before him, each frame a haunting reminder of the gaping void left in his father's wake. In the video, the guests glance at the distraught man with indifference, presume Marco's father was a beggar, handing him some loose coins and finger foods from the party before returning to their merriment. Marco's heart shattered into a million, realizing the harsh fate of his father, and an ironic scene since his father was a man full of pride and did beyond his best to earn money for his family without asking financial help from others. As the footage progressed, the screen then abruptly went black, leaving Marco in a state of shock, disbelief, and grief. He frantically rewinded the tape, hoping to uncover more clues, but to no avail. The tape remained blank, like an abyss, as if it was concealing information not to be watched again. Marco's right hand reached out to the TV, while his trembling fingers tracing the contours of the screen. As the night wore on, and alone in his room, Marco grappled with the haunting revelations unearthed by the mysterious VHS tape. The boundary between reality and fiction blurred, leaving him to confront the ghosts of the past that linger within. Thinking as well if his father really rested in peace, or there's a cryptic message he wanted Marco to uncover and eventually provide closure. Marco does resolve the shocking and mental torture experience not by grieving, but to honor his father's memory in his own way and uncover the answer from what he had experienced. As he delved deeper, Marco realized that some stories were meant to be told, not for the sake of entertainment, but to illuminate the shadows that dwell within us all. He canceled his original project, instead embarking on a journey to unravel the mystery of the vanished contents of the VHS tape, and a way to keep his father's legacy. His experience was shared to the audience of his YouTube channel, hoping as well for some answers that can be found on the comment section of each of his uploaded video blogs.